Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about a flawless victory, and we're coming from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. So grab your journals. Now, I told you guys how me and three of my friends have been doing a 30-day prayer where we meet every night at 8 p.m. and we pray together. We get down on our knees and we've just been praying and we share testimonies and how God is moving and where God is showing us. And we've been doing that. I think today is day 18, or tonight would be day 18 that we've done it consistently. So last night when we were on a call, me and my friend was talking and I was like, yeah, this is a heavy season. All of us had a heavy weekend. There's just been a lot going on. And I was like, this is a heavy season. There's a lot that God is revealing and a lot that God is doing in this season. But God is testing our response in this season. The enemy is sending different attacks to test our character, to test our businesses, to test our ministry, to test what it is that God is calling us to do. And what God is testing in us is our response. Will we be disciplined vessels that don't respond with our flesh, but instead allow vengeance to be God? So it's important for us to keep our posture and to respond in a way that's Christ-like, to respond in a way that's pleasing to God. So while I was talking about this being a season of testing and God stretching us and seeing if he can trust us with his word and trust us with the authority that he placed within us, not to respond out of flesh, but to let his spirit move through us and let vengeance be his, one of my friends said, I'm just mentally and spiritually drained. Like, I feel spiritually and mentally fatigued. I'm just tired. And I was like, well, we about to get some strength right now. And we about to pray in this prayer. This is where our strength comes from. This is where our clarity comes from. This is where breakthrough comes from. This is where you get the drive and the push to continue to press through whatever is going on in this season. When you pray, when you get on your face and you tap into the presence of God, he takes the heavy burden that you're carrying and he gives you his burden, which is light. His yoke is light. So this is where our strength comes from. I know you're tired. I know you're exhausted, but this is where you're going to get your strength in this prayer that we're about to do. So that was our conversation last night. Today, while I was reading the book of 2 Samuel, I told you guys I've been reading that book. And today I was reading chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. And it's talking about David going to war against the Philistines again. And what it says in chapter 15 is that when David went down with his men to fight against the Philistines, he became exhausted. And then when you continue to read in verse 16, it talks about the Philistine that he was fighting against, that he was much bigger than David. And he said that he would kill David. But then in verse 17, it says that another man came to David's rescue. And it says he struck the Philistine down and killed him. Then David's man swore to him, saying, never again will you go out with us to battle, so that the lamp of Israel will not be extinguished. And when you read it in the Contemporary English Version translation, it says, you give light to our nation and we want to keep that flame burning. Now, y'all know how God go. It is not a coincidence that just last night, one of my friends was talking about being exhausted and mentally and spiritually drained. And then I get a word today that's about David being exhausted. And what God showed me from this word is that the battle that you're currently facing, you will never see it again. You will never have to deal with this giant again. You will never have to deal with this issue again. You will never have to deal with this generational curse again. You will never have to deal with them talking to you crazy at your job again. You will never have to deal with this health report again. You will never have to deal with this heartbreak again. The thing that you're currently facing, the thing that you're currently up against, that you feel like is draining you, that you feel like is making you feel exhausted, that you feel like is just taking every piece of life out of you, God is saying you will never have to go against and war against this thing again. This is the final battle. This is the final round. And that's why it feels like this thing is coming at you so hard. That's why it feels like all hell is breaking loose. That's why it feels like it's coming to take you out, because God is saying you will never have to deal with this battle again. You will never have to fight with this again. You will never have to encounter this again. This is the final round. I've learned that one of the hardest things to discern when it comes to following Christ and being used by God is when to fight and when to stand still. God, is this something that I'm supposed to be? Am I stepping out in faith in this season, or am I standing still and letting you move in this season? And I feel like with this scripture, God is showing us when to know that it's time to release something within of God. When to know that the battle is no longer yours, it's the Lord. When to know to lay that thing down with God and say, peace be still, because this thing ain't gonna steal my joy. So I'ma just leave it at the feet of God. I'ma just let God handle it. I'ma just let God deal with it, because this thing is actually draining me. This thing is actually making me lose my light. They said to David, the light shines through you, and we want to keep that light burning. So understand, we never bringing you to this battle again. We never bringing you to this war again. We never letting you go through this again, because we understand the power and the anointing that God has placed inside of you. So this will be your last time coming to this fight. And I want to share with you guys today how to know when it's time to release something to God, how to know when God is telling you, good job, you fought this fight for long enough, but let me take it from here. When to know it's time to lay it down at God's feet. When to know when it's time to understand that you've done everything that you can do. You've tried everything that you can think of, but at this point, this giant is too big for you. At this point, this is not where God is telling you to step out. He's telling you to stand still. How to know when it's time to release it to God? The first thing they told us about David in verse 15 is that he became exhausted. And anytime you in a battle, anytime you in a fight and you feel yourself getting tired, you feel yourself getting exhausted, you feel this thing sucking the life out of you, that's how you know, okay, I'm gonna have to lead this thing to God, because I'm not even my best self right now. I don't even got my stones right now. I can't even come at it how I want to come at it right now. This thing has been after me for too long. I've been carrying this burden for too long. I've been dealing with these attacks for too long. This thing is beginning to exhaust me, because the word says that God's power is strongest when we're weakest. So that means in your season of being exhausted, God is actually strongest in that season. See, the enemy wants you to think that you're not being a good vessel, or God can't use you when you feel weak. But God says, I actually like when you weak, because that's when I'm strong. So when you feel weak, when you feel exhausted, when you feel like the attacks just keep coming your way, when you feel like it just keeps getting worse and worse and life just keeps hitting you with different blows, you're exhausted, I want you to understand God said, that's the perfect time to come to me. That's the perfect time to get in my presence. That's the perfect time to get in my word. I like when you're weak. I like when you're out of resources. I like when you don't have the answer. I like when you don't respond. I like when you don't go back and forth. I like when you just lay it to the side, because when you're weak, that's when I'm strongest. The first sign to know when it's time to release it to God is when it makes you exhausted. You thinking about it and you exhausted. You try to figure it out and you exhausted. You prayed about it, you still exhausted. You trying to figure out what's the best thing to do with this thing, God, and what's the best way to respond? You're exhausted. Release it to God. The second thing on how to know when it's time to release it to God is when you understand that this thing is bigger than you. It says that this Philistine was bigger than David, and he told David, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you. I'm letting you know that I'm bigger than you. That's when you know that it's time to release something to God. This thing is much bigger than you, and you tried to look at it from every angle. You tried to figure it out. You tried to take a little jab at it and try this and try that, and it seems like nothing is working. It's actually just making you more tired. This thing is bigger than you. You need to release it to God. This is the situation to where the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. Understand that David, remember when David first fought the Philistine, Goliath, remember, David defeated him in that season. But in this season, David is exhausted. There's different seasons. God calls you for different things in different seasons. And in certain seasons, God will say fight, but other seasons, God will say faith. I need you to let your faith fight for you. I need you to let your faith go ahead of you. I need you to let your faith move forward. You stand still, but let your faith go forward. I need you to learn how to fight with your words. I need you to learn how to fight while you stand still. I need you to learn how to fight and use your faith to activate my power. This thing is too big for you. This Philistine is too big for you. Don't get stuck in the pattern, because if David allowed his ego or his pride to make him think that I beat the last Philistine, I can probably beat this one, then he wouldn't have had a flawless victory. But because David stood there in the midst of what was going on, God raised up somebody else to fight on his behalf. The thing about having a flawless victory is that you don't know how God is going to give you the victory, but it's important to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and do what it is that God is telling you to do. And sometimes God is not telling you to fight. Sometimes God is not telling you to attack. Sometimes God is not telling you to go back and forth. Sometimes God is not telling you to defend yourself. Sometimes God is telling you, I need you to be still because I'm raising up something else. And whatever it is that God chooses to raise up, that will lead to a flawless victory. It says the man came to David's rescue. He struck down the Philistine and killed him. Whatever it is that you're currently going through, this battle, this season, this mountain, this fight that you're currently encountering and experiencing in this season, God wants you to know that he's raising up a solution for it. You just need to stand still. You just need to have faith. This is not the season of fight. You already tried the fight and this thing is still in front of you. It's actually making you tired. God is saying, I need you to let your faith fight for you now. I need you to let your faith go forward. I need you to let your faith and your trust in me be all that you need in this season. Just have trust in me. Just have faith in me. You don't have to do nothing else in this season. Just stand, because I'm going to take you to a flawless victory, and it's not going to come from your hand. They said to David, never again will you go out with us to battle, so that the lamp of Israel will not be extinguished. The light and the anointing that God has inside of you, he doesn't want anybody coming against it and anybody trying to put it out. And there are certain situations to where when giants and storms and attacks and mountains come up against you, they're coming against your light. And God understands that. So there'll be certain seasons to where he says you can fight. There'll be other seasons where he says your faith got to go up, because I got to protect the light that's inside of you. I got to protect your image. I got to protect the word that I spoke over your life. I got to protect what I've called you to. And in certain seasons, if you fight, you might get your name dirty. You might get your anointing dirty. You might get the word that I spoke over your life dirty. So I need you to be sensitive to the spirit to know when it's time to fight and when it's time to have faith. And they said to David, never again will you come to battle with us, because the lamp of Israel is you, and we do not need you to be extinguished. The light that shines inside of you, we want it to keep burning. God is protecting your anointing. God is protecting what he placed inside of you. So it's important not to just move off pride. Don't worry about pride. Don't worry about ego. Don't worry about protecting the image. Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry about what it looks like. Just worry about what God said. Whatever it is that he said. If he said speak, then speak. If he said be silent, be silent. If he's telling you to stand still, stand still. Because God understands what's going to happen next. And in this season, he's saying, I need you to let your faith fight for you, because your faith is going to lead to a flawless victory. And that's today's seed, the flawless victory seed. It's not going to come from your hand. It's not going to come from your mouth. David didn't say nothing. David said nothing. Okay. God did what God was going to do. And David said nothing. David did nothing. He just was where God wanted him to be. And in that moment, with him feeling exhausted, he saw God move. And with you feeling exhausted where you're at, God is going to move in a way that you couldn't even think of. You couldn't even do what he going to do with your hand. You can't even think of the way that God is going to move, but he just wants you to stand in faith. And if you're sowing the flawless victory seed, that information will be in the description. You can sow it to $TheChristianBay or PayPal to thechristianbay@gmail.com. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, we want to thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. We want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. I thank you for using me as your vessel, God. I thank you for speaking to me and giving me this fresh revelation, Father God. Today, I just pray that me and every person under the sound of my voice becomes more sensitive to your Holy Spirit, Father God. With our struggles and the stormy seasons of life and whatever we encounter, we need to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit to know what it is that you're telling us to do, how it is that you're telling us to move, and who it is that you're telling us to show up as, Father God. Allow us to come to the place to where we're able to discern your voice and discern what it is that you want us to do in this season, Father God. Allow us to not be swayed or clouded by our circumstances, Father God, but allow us to only rely on your word and your Holy Spirit, Father God. Continue to move through us. Continue to speak through us, Father God. Continue to allow your word to lead to the decisions and the actions that we make, Father God. And we come against anything that tries to cloud our judgment and get in the way of what it is that you're telling us to do, Father God. I pray that you make us disciplined and obedient to your word, Father God, and allow us not to grow weary in well-doing, Father God. We love you, and today we sow the flawless victory seed, Father God, because we know that victory is our portion as long as we stay aligned and connected with you, Father God. We do not have to worry, Father God. We thank you for being a good father. We thank you for going ahead of us, and we thank you for covering us in all things, Father God. We love you, and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you guys didn't check out the Christian Bay TV on my YouTube, that link will be in the description. Check out episode 1. Episode 2 drops this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I can't wait for you guys to see it. Bye.